Julie Bartling. I am running for the South Dakota House of Representatives from District 21, which is Charles Mix, Gregory, and Tripp County, and then just the western edge of Bonhomme County.
Thank you. Thank you. And what would you like other South Dakotans to know about your district and constituency?
I feel that the constituency of District 21, which is the district I currently serve in and are running for re-election in, they're a very diversified group of folks. We have got Native American population, we have old, we have young, just super diversified, yet they are a very easy group to represent. They're very consistent in what they want to see for South Dakota. The Missouri River doesn't seem to cause a divide in our district, even though it physically does. Because my constituency is a group that cares about education, they care about health care, they care about transportation, all the things that are important to me as well as the rest of South Dakota. It's a really great district to represent.
Would you discuss a major issue or topic you want the legislature to address?
Yes, actually there's a couple major issues that we really need to tackle during the 2017 session when it does start. The first one is kind of some cleanup work on the education funding package, which was passed in 2016. There were some changes made to how the enrollment was determined insofar as how funds would be distributed. And so we need to rectify that because there are districts all across the state, but several of them alone in my district that have had a heavy impact on that. So we need to come back, address that bill, and I do believe that the administration is willing to do that as well because it has caused some great concern throughout a number of districts in the state. The second issue that I think we need to really take a hold of is we've got to get a little bit better handle on how we can get funding to our local units of government, those being the counties and the townships. They are struggling at this point in time. Even though we've done some things that hopefully help them, such as raising the license plate fees and raising the gas tax, there still just is not enough money to go around to help with their ongoing expenses that they incur every day in their ability to meet the needs of their citizens. We really need to address this. Their ability to raise revenue is extremely limited, and we must tackle that issue for them in peer. It's got to come from us so that we can help them do their job.
And what legislation or solutions would you bring forth to deal with those?
What I'm looking for, at least with the education side, is that we can correct that enrollment calculation so that all the schools will be treated equally and not feel that they are losing on this really much-needed revenue that was generated in the half-penny sales tax. So we need to bring forth legislation that will remedy that flaw, and instead of using just the fall enrollment, we need to go back to where we can use actually the two-year enrollment program. As far as counties, it was a bill that I brought last year with a senator from Watertown. I hope to bring it again, but it would be permissive legislation to allow counties to institute their own sales tax. They've got to have the ability to do that should they find the need to raise more revenue. Certainly the sales tax would be referable to a vote of the people, but we need to do something, and a state without income tax must rely on other means of revenue, and sales tax is one of those, and I personally believe the counties need to have the opportunity to assess that should they find the need for it.